Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. It's Lisa Kessler. I'm your host and paranormal romance author. I just got back from the RTE Book Lovers Convention, and that was in Reno, Nevada. Super fun. Lots of readers there. If you're listening, I hope that you had a great time, too. I missed doing the show, though, so I'm so excited to be back because today we have Carrie-Anne Ryan here, who is just, she's so amazing, and she is a powerhouse. Anyway, powerhouse writer. If you have not met Carrie-Anne or read her books, I'm going to read her bio here, but you should definitely run out and get them, and she's got some new releases we're going to talk about too. So here's her bio if you don't know her. Carrie-Anne Ryan is the New York Times and USA Today bestselling author of contemporary and paranormal romance. Her works include the Montgomery Inc., Redwood Pack, Talon Pack, and Gallagher Brothers series, which have sold over 2 million books worldwide. She started writing while in graduate school for an advanced degree in chemistry, so she is super smart, guys. And she hasn't stopped since. Carrie-Anne has written over 50 novels and novellas with more in the works. When she's not writing about bearded, tattooed men or alpha wolves that need to find their mates, she is reading as much as she can and exploring the world of baking and gourmet cooking. I did put her website and her Facebook on the Blog Talk page, so be sure to check it out. I know on Facebook she's very active and always posting interesting things, and there are some food posts on there. So, Carrie-Anne, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Yay! And off the air, when we were chatting, you have some exciting weather happening where you are.
Oh, yes. I'm in the middle of – it was just downgraded to a tornado watch instead of a tornado warning. So if I, like, leave suddenly, hopefully I'm not in Oz. Hopefully I'm just in the basement with the cats.
Yes. Yeah, if Carrie-Anne should vanish, we'll all start looking for munchkins. And
and those really gorgeous shoes.
Yes, really gorgeous red shoes. So thanks for coming on today. I know Fallen Ink just came out, right? And I saw it just came out on audio yesterday.
Yeah, Fallen Ink came out in April, I believe. I don't even know what month or year it is anymore. Second Chance Ink, which is actually a short or novella, came out in audio yesterday. So lots of ink going on.
Lots of ink, yeah. So for people who haven't read your Montgomery Ink series, can they jump in on the new books? Will they be lost? Should they go to the beginning?
Totally. So all of my books are standalone, but Fallen Ink actually begins a new spinoff where it's a new set of cousins in a new city in Colorado. So it's a book one, so it's the perfect place to start.
Oh, nice. Okay. And these are not werewolves, right? These are contemporary.
Yes, these are contemporary tattoo artists and construction workers and bakers. And yeah, my current book, I'm writing the second book in the series right now, and she's a baker, and all I want is cream cheese frosting after writing this book, like just cream cheese frosting.
Do you munch while you're writing it?
No, I'm 37 pounds down, so I'm trying not to eat cream cheese frosting. So, like, I literally just have celery next to me going, this is fine. It's totally fine.
You have to pretend it's a cupcake. Delicious.
Like, ooh, so good. Not even a little.
Well, congratulations. That's a giant. I have been working on it, but I am only down, like, 10 pounds. So 37, I'm like, I can hear the angels sing.
10 is amazing, too, though. Like, anything that, like, especially when you're a writer and constantly sitting down.
Sitting.
Or even at a standing desk writing. Anything that involves movement, totally helpful.
Can you write and stand up?
I can. It's just I have bad ankles because I sit with my ankles crossed like a stupid person. So I hurt both of my tendons from crossing my ankles. So I sometimes use a treadmill desk, and I try not to trip and fall. Even if you're going like at one, like slow as you possibly can go, it's me going, okay, right foot, left foot, now right.
And trying to write a complete sentence. That's major multitasking.
Yes.
So what gave you the idea for a tattoo artist? Do you love tattoos, or do you know someone who's tattoos, or how did you get into that?
So I'm up to 9 tattoos, and I had wanted
wow.
So I love tattoos on me, and I have a bunch of friends who are either into business or they're artists themselves and draw it out and say and give it to the artist and say, okay, this is what I want. And so I had wanted to write a series that was a family series, so everybody has their own, per se, but a lot of them, like, work in the same field. And so just the idea of tattoo artists was just fun for me because it's art and it's permanent. And I really like bearded growly guys that I can break apart and see what happens. And so tattoo artists totally fit into that.
Nice. If you watch the shows, there's a reality show about tattoo artists, right?
I've watched a few seasons because I think Dave Navarro is the host on those. I've watched a few seasons, but sometimes I can't do too much reality because, like, the fake drama gets to me. Like, there's enough drama in my books. So.
Without having them cut the audio so that it looks like they hate each other.
Exactly. When I'm like, I'm pretty sure they're smiling, but sure. Okay.
But sure, she wants her job. Well, very cool. Do you have a special tattoo that you might want to tell us about, or your first one?
I have a few. So on my back, every series I get. So my cover artist is amazing, and she knows that I love tattoos, and she knows that I have readers who love tattoos, and so all of the logos for every one of my series is really tattooable. And so if I hit a list with a series, I get that tattooed on me.
Wow, very cool.
Like,
sorry, go ahead.
No, sorry. It's just like, not silly, but it's like a permanent way to say, okay, I did this, rather than, okay, the next step. And so, and I know I have a few readers who have, like, the Redwood Pack. It's like a wolf inside of a heart. That's the logo. And they have that tattooed. And the Montgomery Ink Iris, which is the Montgomery Ink logo. Every single one of my characters has that tattooed on them. And so I have a lot of readers who have that tattooed as well.
Wow. Is that super cool when a reader sends you a picture of a tattoo? I mean, you
it's
have made
so
an impression that will be
daunting.
With them forever.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, some people, like, they love stacks of books with, like, their favorite author's name on them. And, like, when I'm on there, like, I break down into tears in public because it's just, like, I can't believe that someone's actually reading my books. Like, when I first published in 2010, I never thought anyone would read my book other than, like, me and maybe my grandma if she felt like it. And so the fact that someone's reading it and someone actually connects to it and wants it as a permanent part, as a memory on their body, is completely overwhelming and amazing.
Yeah, that is, like, the best. I came home from RT and I was, like, in this glorious fog of because readers are just, like, the coolest human beings. And I don't think that they realize sometimes when you're writing, you're all alone. And when you're in the middle of the book, you think everything's crappy. And you think, why am I doing this? And I'm never going to get to the end. But you force yourself to write. And then one reader will send you a message about how, you know, she was doing chemo or she was getting, some kind of bad situation in her life, and you helped, and then I'm like, okay, I gotta write this book. But
like,
it
I guess
makes
I can finish the last 20,000 words.
Right, yeah, but it changes your whole day, just one little note from a reader.
Oh yeah, like, our jobs are really lonely, and today, I say that, but today I was actually, every morning for the past 4.5 years, I've had a Skype call with at least one of my best friends, and we sit and have coffee, and we sprint together. And usually, like, we'll just have coffee for, like, an hour and talk business, and then we'll turn off the video and then sprint in the chat. But, like, this morning, and this has been for years now, and this morning, we literally just sat and didn't talk for, like, 3 hours and just wrote while the video was on, so I wasn't alone in the house. Like,
oh, that's
because sometimes
nice.
You need human interaction, even if it's through Skype, and, like, it's, you know, you trust these people because you're right. We understand, like, our hair is, like,
yeah.
on the top of our head. There's no makeup. I have glasses on. I've changed out of my pajama yoga pants into my work yoga pants.
Yes. I am ashamed to say that it is almost noon here, and I am still in my pajama sweatpants.
Well, there was only like an hour or so gap this morning where there wasn't going to be rain, so I had to wake up and put on workout clothes and go outside and walk. And
right.
Then, so that's why I'm wearing normal clothes right now, because of walking. But if without the walking, it'd be like, ooh, pajamas.
Right?
Yeah, my neighbors
day.
Aren't thinking I'm the insane rider. I don't need to be the insane rider who takes long walks in her pajamas.
Oh, my gosh. I can totally relate. But anyway, to readers who are out there listening, your little short notes can make the world of difference for authors that you love. So don't be afraid to send a little note that says, oh, my God, this character is, you know, made my life this week or something, because it makes a huge difference, because we are alone in our cave going, why am I
so
doing
this? Thank you
guys
for being amazing.
Yes, thank you. So let's tell them about, I saw Whiskey Reveals is coming soon, and that's a whole different series, right? Whiskey and Lies?
Yes. So the Whiskey and Lies series is, ironically, an offshoot of Montgomery Inc. So all of my contemporary books are actually connected. So if you think about, like, all of my contemporary books as a huge tree, the trunk are all the cousins of Montgomery. And then all the branches are the different trilogies. And so, like, these three brothers that are part of the Whiskey and Lies series, their sister married into the Montgomery in the middle of the Montgomery Inc. series. And that way, I like it so that way there's Easter eggs for people who have read them all. Or if you haven't read them
right.
all, you can be like, ooh, I wonder if she got a story. So Whiskey Reveals is the second book in the Whiskey and Lies series, and it comes out on June 12th. And this series is a little more suspense-y. I got to play with a little more darker things just because it worked for the story. So she's a former dancer, and he owns the small town paper in Whiskey, Pennsylvania. And I got to do a lot of, you know, whiskey taste testing for research, of course. So.
Nice.
I know. I mean, it's for work. It was my dad's favorite part of the research.
Oh, I bet. I can imagine. My mom just opened a distillery up by Yosemite. It's called Oakhurst Spirits, but they make their own whiskey and rum. And so I went up there and got a tour and learned all kinds of things. But there's a whole distilling. In this series, do they distill their own whiskey?
They do, but it's more of the idea of the town. So I made up a town that's actually based on the current town I live, mixed with another famous town that's near me. I'm trying to be generic as possible. But
right. right. It's Oz.
So,
so
exactly. So the idea is, during Prohibition, Whiskey, Pennsylvania was the place to get bootleg whiskey. And so the whole town's tourism is based on that.
I didn't even know there was a Whiskey, Pennsylvania.
There isn't. I made it up.
Oh, you made it up? What?
Totally made it
so
up.
So you're like a
I
genius.
Two different towns. I did. Well, I wanted it. I didn't want to name it after the town I live in, and I didn't want to name it after the town that it is mixedly based on. So I made it so it worked.
You made up
the series.
Your own.
Yeah.
I love
that. And a lot of my readers from Pennsylvania, once they read the first one, they're like, I know which two towns these are. Like, apparently I described it a little too well.
So people who live in Pennsylvania may be able to figure it out.
They're like, I totally know that place. Yeah, you do. Sorry about that.
I knew I shouldn't have put in that one special Starbucks.
Exactly. They're like, I know that bridge and that road. Yep, that's it. Because it's, especially if you're Pennsylvania and, like, not in the big city, like, you know these areas, and you know, like, there was Prohibition, and, you know, there had to be some bootleggers around here, because, like, this area is so enriched in Civil War and Revolutionary War history, and so adding some
right.
of that in, just like in the town flair, was a lot of fun. Plus, you know, like, hot romance and, you know, a one-night stand that turns into something more. It was fun.
Right, and a kiss under a famous bridge and, you know, all that kind of
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. It's
how
what romance authors love.
Exactly, right? So how many series do you have? Because you have a bunch of shifter series, too, of the different wolf packs, right?
Yeah, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, 10, and then soon to be 11.
Oh, my gosh. And when, before we got on the air, for people who are listening, Carrie Ann told me she writes 8 books and 2 novellas a year. I feel like a lazy bum.
But, like, I only work on 3 series at once. So, like, all the other series, like, there's one series that I haven't started yet, but I've announced.
And
the rest are all completed. So it's not you have to wait 3 years. Totally. Like, The Happily Ever After, Branded Packs, Holiday Montana, Dante's Circle, Gallagher Brothers, and Redwood Pack series are all completed. Oh, and Montgomery and Denver is completed. So, they're completed.
So jump
in
and binge read.
Yeah, and read, like, all 8 books of Montgomery, and, like, there's 10 novellas with that as well, because, like, I had a lot of fun with that tattoo shop.
So I have to ask about the shifters because I write paranormal and I have a shifter series and I love werewolves. So you still have the Talon Pack still going, right? There's going to be more books?
Yes. There's 2 more books in that series. One comes out in July 17th and the other comes out next January.
Okay. So, and then will there be a new pack?
So the answer is yes, but not until probably 2021, which sounds forever.
Yeah.
But it's 2018 now, and I'm planning 2020 at this point. So, I have a couple new series that I need to finish, and I want to make sure that those get enough time, and I don't want there to be book 1 of the new series of Paranormal and then not get book 2 for a year and a half.
Right, I totally understand that.
So they're going to come out, and it's the Aspen Pack series, which if you've read the Talon Pack series, you know who this pack is. And they will get a series. It's just it's not going to come out right away because I don't want there to be a huge gap with the commitments that I have. So it's more of that way you get them like every 4 to 5 months in between like usual rather than a year to 2 years.
Right. Right. Nice. Well, and geez, if you can only write 3 series at a time.
That's the only way I can do it and keep it so you get like 2 books a series per year rather than waiting. Because I know some people who are waiting like for a certain Throne book for like how many years now. Like I don't want to do that to you guys.
Exactly. So. A certain Throne book. I like that.
No idea what book that could possibly be.
I know. What could that be? She's so vague. So you write, right now you write contemporary and paranormal. Is there another genre that you've ever dreamed about writing or that you have ideas sitting around on the computer?
How about I plead the 5th on that one?
Oh, no. I'm getting near the secret things. Okay.
I will let you guys know if and when that happens soon.
Oh, exciting. Okay. You're such a tease. All right.
You're like, how did I get on that secret thing that I wasn't going to talk about?
I know, and I promise I won't bring up the secret thing, and then I accidentally bring up the secret thing.
I was promoted from the Queen of Tees to the Empress of Tees recently. So that's pretty much
that
what I do.
That is a good title.
I know. I really need a shirt and a crown.
Yes. Yes. And as writers who live in our pajamas alone at the keyboard, we have very few cool things except teasing.
Exactly. That's really the only thing we have other than, like, looking at cover, like, new covers and stuff. So.
Right. My, I have a new book that comes out next month, and my cover artist was going through Shutterstock, and she's like, I don't know, and look at these pictures, and my husband walks by my computer, and he goes, research? I'm like, yes, totally business, all these half-naked men.
I had, to, especially for my, for the current Montgomery 8 series and Whiskey and Wine, I went to L.A. for the photo shoot for this. And so I was like, to my late husband, I was like, by the way, I'm going to L.A. to go hang out with models and go watch her take photos. And Dan was like, if this is part of your job, like, this isn't what I signed up for when we were both chemists, but now.
Yes, it's a very hard part of our job, and we take it really seriously.
Exactly. I mean, there are things to do that you just didn't realize needed to be done.
I know,
sorry.
Right? We thought it was just writing, but there is also, you know, some abs are very important. So, okay, so I'm going to reel myself back over here to books. So in your paranormal books, it's that was really smooth, right?
You're like, and.
And let's talk about books. So is it just shifters? Is that your only paranormal, or are you dreaming of different? Am I going to touch on the secret thing again?
So I won't touch the secret thing. So
okay.
in the Redwood Pack is set, so the Talon Pack is set 30 years after the Redwood Pack. So they're set in the same world, and the Aspen Pack
okay.
will be set in that same world. And so there are shifters. There's a lot of magic. There's some demons, and there's some other things coming up possibly in that world. So it's you think you know everything and you don't. In the Dante Circle series, the idea is seven women get struck by lightning and they each turn into a different paranormal creature. So in each book, I literally had to world build from scratch because every single hero and heroine is different from another one. So I got to go into shifters. I got to go into dragons. I got to go into fae. I got to go into wizards and brownies and lions and not tigers, but a bear. And,
oh, my.
Oh, my. And I had a merman.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And these are already out?
These are already out. All seven
How
books
did I miss
and a novella.
It's called Dante Circle?
Dante Circle? Series. Yes.
Okay, I just wrote down Get.
2012 is when they first started coming out.
Okay.
So, and we're actually working on a new set of covers for them now, which is fun because I enjoy new covers.
How many books are in that one?
There's seven books and a novella.
Okay. I just wrote Get, so I will.
Yay! And then I have another paranormal series that's called the Holiday Montana series, and this is more like a paranormal light or paranormal romantic comedy, as I like to call it. And so the idea is each book is about a different holiday paranormal. So we have like a Halloween book, a Christmas book, a Valentine's Day book, a St. Patrick's Day book, and then a book with the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, cute. Oh, my gosh.
Because I ran out of holidays, and I refused to write a turkey shifter for Thanksgiving.
You know, it
or
would be really hard to make a turkey shifter sexy.
So I wrote a free read about Darkness Mate, the turkey shifter, for dark meat.
What?
Yeah, it was just a joke because my readers were like, you should do it. And I jokingly wrote, like, you know, he had a thing about being tied up and, you know, just, you know, he was a turkey. So...
He doesn't growl, he gobbles.
He gobbled everything all right up. Like, it was very, very, yeah. So it was fun to write for the people who had read the series, and it's somewhere on my website. I think I've hidden it because it's so embarrassing.
So
but, you know,
go look at Carrie Ann's website and dig around till you find the turkey shifter.
This series is much lighter than any of my other books. All of my other books are a little more angsty, a little darker, you know. The next book in the whiskey series tagline is a murder in whiskey and things like that.
Nice.
The Holiday Montana series is a little lighter just because I think I needed to write a little lighter at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun.
Nice. Well, are any of your series, are you going for... Has anyone contacted you, like, about TV shows or anything? Because all the TV shows are paranormal now.
I'll talk to you later about that.
Oh, my God! You are the Empress of Tees! What?
No, it'd be so cool it'd be a lot of fun if any of my books would be. I'd really enjoy it, but especially watching a lot of my friends, you know, get their books being done and watching it come to life. It's so nerve-wracking and amazing. And so that would be a lot of fun if that happened.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll definitely talk later. but I did see on your website that you have coloring books, too. I assume somebody drew those for you? Was it a tattoo friend?
No, the artist actually does coloring books, and it's called Alphas and Ink, and it's the first one. I might do another one, but it's almost all of my series are represented in it. So there's like a dragon to color in, and things like, tattoo artist stuff. And for the Montgomery Ink series, each title has its own page, and there's pieces on there that represent what happened into the book. So it's for new readers, and there's little Easter eggs for current readers.
Oh, fun. And I loved to color when I was little, and then when the adult coloring came out, I bought a whole bunch of coloring books and pens, and I am too busy to ever color. Like, really?
Yeah, I can't
sad
anymore because I need to save my hands to write.
Right, yeah. I feel like, you know, when I'm really stressed, I should color, but I don't have time. I just have to be really stressed and keep working.
No, we did the 1001 Dark Knight cruise, and I gave everybody who was there a coloring book, and we had a whole coloring party with booze and everything while on the boat waiting to go from the port back onto the ocean. So it was a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds totally fun. Are you guys going to do another cruise?
I'm not 100% sure. I know it's not going to be a yearly thing, but if they end up doing it again, you know I'm going to be on, like, right there. Like, I'm doing a cruise with my family in a couple weeks, actually. So I'm ready to go back out.
Yeah, cruises are the most fun. People who tell me, I don't know, I've never been on one, I'm always like, oh, my God, go. They're so fun.
I'm excited.
I have never been on a book reader cruise, though. I bet that is even extra fun because everyone has something to comment.
My parents is my first non-book reader one. Like, I'm going, like, just on vacation. And I'm going the week between – I have two books out next month, and I'm going the week between the two releases. So I'm only going to be a little stressed out.
You're going to be on the boat going, what do you mean you don't have Wi-Fi? What?
It's like, I bought the Wi-Fi package. Let me see the book.
So. Don't you understand? I have to tweet and Facebook.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna have people I trust helping me out with that because they were like, no, you actually do need to, like, relax by the pool. Like, that was, you know, their orders. So.
Oh, nice. That's so cool. Well, I can't believe that we're running down in our half hour. Oh my gosh, that was so fun. But before we're done, I just wondered, since you have the new books out, do you have any promos or contests or anything people should go look for?
If you join Team Carrie and Ryan, if you just look that up in Facebook, I'm having weekly giveaways for whiskey reveals. And then on my Facebook page and on my Instagram, if you just search for Carrie and Ryan, you could easily find it. And all the links are on my website. I'm doing 3 times a week whiskey reveals giveaways. So those are the places to be.
Fun. And so is the Team Carrie Ryan, is that like your street team? Those are readers who get early before everybody?
Actually, it's just my reader group. It's Team Carrie and Ryan / Carrie Ann's Irises. So we don't do a street team. It's more like you guys get a little more access to me. So a little more giveaways set in there, a little more this is what I'm working on. So a little more VIP. But
nice.
So it's a lot of fun. We have fun in there. We do Facebook Lives in there, and we talk about, you know, how I get Chris Evans and everyone else can share the other Chris's.
Thank God there are so many Chris's right now, right?
Exactly.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. This was so much fun. We should do it again, maybe when we can talk about the secrety thing.
Exactly. I think you'll like it.
Yay, I can't wait to hear. Well, thanks for coming on. Thanks for listening, everyone. And we will talk to you next Tuesday. Thanks, Carrie-Ann.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts. that matter to readers.